ans de faire mieux que l'année passée.
Search the internet and you'll find any number of videos about the art of winemaking. Flourishing vines, perfect grapes, the crunch of the skin, and the complexity of flavor. Secrets of the harvest, known only by generations of experience. This is not one of those videos. Good morning, friends, and welcome to the Catholic Family Podcast, where today we're going to try something we've never tried before, and depending on how it goes, we may never try again. We're going to try to make some berry wine. So if you look behind me, you can see this is about 4 years worth of growth on some berry plants that we have in our backyard. We're going to try to harvest these. We've harvested small harvests before. This is our first big harvest. Down the street, as you probably saw in the introduction, we've got a mulberry tree that is loaded with mulberries, and we need to basically just go and harvest that. But we're going to give it a try, and we're total amateurs, but we're going to see what we can do. Come join us, and we'll get started. Before we start, we're going to need some supplies. You can find these supplies on Amazon or eBay. Unfortunately, if you're inclined away from big tech sites like Amazon or eBay, you may have to find a local specialty store that sells wine supplies. Or better yet, see if you can find specialty outlets on Amazon and try to buy it from them directly. Regardless, you're not going to find most of this stuff at your local grocery store. First is tannin. No, not that tannin. Although the name does strangely go with the bad guy from Back to the Future. Wine tannin will improve the flavor of a dull wine and can also add an earthy flavor to red wines. Next is your acid blend, which helps to balance the acidity of your wine and can make the difference between a good wine and a great one. Brewer's yeast helps to create carbon dioxide and ethanol during your fermentation process and is a must-have for any winemaking. Then you'll need airlocks, which we'll show you later. Gallon jugs, gallon-sized canning jars, wine bottles, and finally, plastic tubing for siphoning. We've actually been growing berries here. You can tell, you can see that we've kind of plucked a lot of them off, but they grow. They're just absolutely prolific. In fact, even in a couple of days since we harvested last, you can see a bunch more have turned. You know, somewhere around you should have wild, even if you have to get out in the country, you have to go out. I mean, there should be somewhere, unless you live in the middle of a big city or something, should be somewhere you can go to pick berries and to start this whole process. This is how we're doing the raspberry portion. The nice black ones, right? Over at the mulberry tree, we're after a bigger haul, which can be accomplished through sheer brute force. Okay, go for it. Awesome. Or with a tree hook, known colloquially as a Novus Ordo Crozier. Badge.
gallons monastery need. The mulberries, you get a lot of sticks and bugs and unripened fruit and stuff like that, so it takes some effort to get. These are the hands of blueberries being picked.
Blueberries?
I mean, or mulberries.
These are the hands of mulberries being picked today. This looks like a honey recipe.
This batch 3 getting closer to mead, so we're still about half-half with sugar and honey.
Okay, so the first batch was the Benedict half. Is this mulberries here?
That is mostly mulberries with a little bit of red.
Okay, and this is going to be made into the mead mixture, which is batch 3.
Yeah.
Awesome. Talk to me how you got this together. This was just boiling down the raspberries or the blackberries and the mulberries?
Yeah, so this one's mostly mulberries. So it's like 2 cups of raspberries and 6 cups of mulberries or so.
How much water? Is there any water or is it just all from the berries?
This one's minimal water.
No water.
The other one's had a lot more water.
So today is testing day, and also what we're going to basically rotate the wine into new bottles. All right, Dominic, so what's your prediction? Is this going to be good or bad?
Yeah, it's going to be really weird until I actually ferment it away.
So we're moving it from bottle to jar, so we can get a siphon going. How is it?
It's actually pretty good. So I didn't have a pectin enzyme or pectic enzyme.
Oh, that makes it more clear.
It does, yeah. So it's gonna be a little bit of a muddy looking wine. It'll still clear up a little bit.
How's it taste?
That is entirely wine.
So we're separating out the wine, and you got the dregs in the bottom. This is just leftover pulp and whatnot that we are going to keep in a quart jar. We're not sure what we're going to do with it. Maybe give it to the chickens, put it in ice cream, who knows?
100% Chardonnay. Pour Bel Air Luxe, une dose de liqueur unique est ajoutée juste avant la mise en bouteille, apporte une élégance.
All right, so now is the time, the moment we have all been waiting for. It is taste testing time in 4 glasses.
still not aged all the way, but...
Still not... Yeah, no. We've done one aging, basically. And yeah, we've got a couple more agings to do.
Second fermentation still...
Okay, so the idea is we're going to take a drink from each of the four, and when say that again, we're going to cleanse your palate.
Cleanse palate. Should use an orange, but I don't know. Not sure if you have orange, but I use, like, lemonade.
All right, so Margaret's going to try some, and she, you pick this, you pick this stuff. Okay, it's tasting time. We have our A-team here. All right, here we go.
We're going to kind of pass it around. We're going to start with the St. Benedict's batch, which is going to be a little bit on the dry side. This one's the most sugar to raspberry ratio.
Tastes like a, makes me think of a Cabernet.
Yeah, so it's a, so if this, when this ages, like 6 months, it'll gain a lot of,
smells
a lot of body.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's pretty shallow right now. There's not a whole lot of,
musty.
Not a whole lot of taste.
Well, and you can smell the berry.
Okay, so Hinbeer Vine, which is my personal favorite. This one was more mulberry.
Okay.
And it had just more sugar all around.
Tastes the same to me.
No, it's like way sweeter. It's got way more of a body to it. You can taste the berryness to it.
So this
has, I have no idea what the hinbeer
is. Has mulberry and raspberry.
Mulberry, raspberry,
less sugar,
honey. Yeah, so it's less sugar, more honey. So the Monastery Mead, which is my.
This is the one I was looking forward to.
This one is my least favorite.
So, all right, so tell us this one. Is it mulberry and raspberry?
Yeah, this one's similar to the St. Benedict's batch, but it's got more of a tartness. You do not taste the honey very much.
Right.
Little on the strong side. Honey would be neat.
It almost has a beer, almost like a wine beer level.
Yeah, you can taste the
yeast.
The yeast more
than...
Yeah,
you know those malt foo-foo drinks?
Right.
I think it's pretty good.
A little less of a tannin.
Less tannin effect. Doesn't shrink your tongue.
She has the...
So, cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
This one is interesting. I really like this one.
This had the cinnamon stick and the actual mint.
Well, Margaret would be like that if, like, I got it wet and brushed it out and then...
So, the cinnamon had way more sugar than any of the other ones.
So, why it's
so it almost makes you feel like
you
got...
So, you have a higher alcohol content, but you also have a higher...
It tastes like blue vine.
It's blue vine. Yeah, it is blue vine.
Yeah,
I would drink that right now.
Right there. That is, yeah, the cinnamon is ready to drink. The other ones, I think, need to age to get a little bit of mellowness.
Would you pick berries again? Do you think so? Was it fun? Yeah. William, would you do it again?
Oh, yeah. I mean, helping around is fun and all, but if ever you give me a second chance to be the Nova Soto bearer, Crozier bearer, I'd accept that any day.
All right, Gabe, would you do it again?
Sure. I didn't help really with anything except for shaking a tree, so I'll do it again.
So, Dominic, last question. Would you do it again?
Yes, pending what the final product's actually going to taste like.
Yeah, we got to wait about 3 months.
Yeah, we got a little bit until we really know, but the experience was fun.
This one.
I'd totally do it again.
Yep. So there you have it. I don't think we're going to probably be winning any wine tasting competitions with this effort, but perhaps we've gotten a head start on our Christmas giving list. So if there's anything we've learned today, is that there's great anguish sometimes, but there's also great joy in trying new things and challenging ourselves and stepping outside of our comfort zone. Life is an adventure. Feel free to drink it up. I'm Dan Davis, and thanks for watching.